Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum. Two teenagers die in road accident in Dimapur. 12 village authorities welcome Nagaland Cabinet's decision to pursue national highway status for Wokha Bogajan Road, and Nepal flash flood death toll rises to 768 as nearly 2,500 remain missing. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum rapidly across the country. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, Mr. Modi expressed happiness that the campaign with the goal for drug-free youth and a drug-free India is not merely a formality, as many people, especially the youth, are joining it in large numbers.
Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat ये अभियान इस समय पूरे देश में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है. इसका लक्ष्य बिल्कुल साफ है, नशा मुक्त युवा, ड्रग फ्री इंडिया. बहुत सारे लोग, विशेषकर हमारे युवा, बहुत बड़ी संख्या में इसका हिस्सा बन रहे हैं. आखिर यह भारत के युवाओं की हेल्थ, उनकी हैप्पीनेस और उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए ही हमारा सामूहिक संकल्प है.
The Prime Minister said drug addiction does not engulf a single individual, but the entire family and society bears the consequences. He commended those who raise awareness against drugs, terming it a step forward to help individuals struggling with addiction.
नशा मुक्त भारत के लिए क्या आप कोई पावरफुल स्लोगन बना सकते हैं? क्या हमारे यंग म्यूजिशियंस ऐसे सॉन्ग्स बना सकते हैं जिनमें ड्रग फ्री लाइफ का मैसेज हो? क्या स्टूडेंट्स और थिएटर ग्रुप दिल को छू लेने वाले शॉर्ट प्लेज लिख सकते हैं जिनमें ड्रग्स के खतरों के साथ साथ उनसे बाहर निकलने का रास्ता भी हो? हमारे देश में बेहतरीन कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स की कमी नहीं है. मेरा आग्रह है कि वे अलग अलग भाषाओं में ऐसा कंटेंट बनाए जिससे इस दिशा में समाज को मदद मिले.
The Prime Minister said lakhs of women are gaining new strength through the PM Swanidhi Yojana. He said this aspect of women empowerment is not discussed as much as it should be. Mr. Modi said women account for approximately 46% of the beneficiaries of the PM Swanidhi Yojana.
पीएम स्वनिधि योजना के लाभार्थियों में करीब 46% महिलाएं हैं, यानी देश भर में लगभग 35 लाख महिलाएं इस योजना से जुड़कर अपने कारोबार को आगे बढ़ा रही हैं. गाजियाबाद की बबीता शर्मा जी इसका बहुत अच्छा उदाहरण है. बबीता जी पूजा की सामग्री का एक छोटा सा स्टॉल लगाती थी. फूल, दिए, अगरबत्ती, नारियल जैसी चीजें बेचकर वो अपने परिवार की आजीविका में हाथ बंटाती थी. पीएम स्वनिधि से उन्हें आर्थिक मदद मिली और धीरे धीरे सड़क किनारे का उनका छोटा
The Prime Minister said cleanliness has a remarkable quality. He said when the resolve to keep a place clean becomes the people's own commitment, it completely changes the identity of that place. Mr. Modi said today the flight of the country's daughter's dreams is soaring from the earth to outer space. He said India is bringing together thousands of daughters who are nurturing such dreams from across the globe. The Prime Minister said the initiative is named Mission Shakti Sat, and through it, 12,000 girl students from 108 countries are getting the opportunity to learn satellite technology in the field of innovation.
आज हमारी बेटियों के सपनों की उड़ान धरती से निकलकर अंतरिक्ष तक पहुंच रही है, और आपको यह जानकर गर्व होगा कि भारत ऐसे सपने देखने वाली दुनिया की हजारों बेटियों को एक साथ जोड़ रहा है. इस प्रयास का नाम है मिशन शक्ति सेट. इसके माध्यम से 108 देशों की 12,000 छात्राओं को सैटेलाइट टेक्नोलॉजी सीखने और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में आगे बढ़ने का अवसर मिल रहा है.
In a case of reckless driving, two young boys lost their lives when a speeding Maruti Gypsy ran over them and also rammed three other vehicles at Veterinary Colony yesterday night. Dimapur Police PRO in a release stated that a Maruti Gypsy bearing registration number NL07CA5405 hit one Royal Enfield bike, Maruti car and a pickup auto and then ran over two pedestrians, inflicting serious injuries. The injured were immediately shifted to hospital. However, both of them succumbed to their injuries while undergoing medical treatment. The victims have been identified as 15-year-old Magabu Charinamai, son of William Dim, and 17-year-old Gaising Lung Thangmai, son of Jaogui Lung Thangmai. Both victims were residents of Burma Camp, Dimapur. Police said the accused Bume Phom has been arrested and a case has been registered in this connection at East Police Station, Dimapur for further investigations. People and village authorities from 12 villages along the Wokha-Bogajan Road have welcomed the Nagaland Cabinet's decision to pursue national highway status for the road, lauding Chief Minister Nipi Rio and Roads and Bridges Minister G. Kaito Aye for the decision. The villagers said the road is a key link to the foothills and Dimapur, with improved connectivity expected to benefit farmers by facilitating the transport and marketing of agricultural produce. They have urged the centre to grant national highway status to the road. The villagers also appreciated the efforts of the four Lotha legislators in pursuing the proposal, including the Wokha Merapani NEC road. They further welcomed recent clearing and road dressing works along the 40 to 45 kilometre Wokha Hanko stretch following the initiative of MLA Y. Monbai Mohamsoy easing transportation along the route. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The death toll from flash floods in central Nepal has risen to 768 today, with more bodies being recovered. Nearly 2,500 people are still missing following the disaster. Bodies have been recovered from all 8 affected districts as rescues race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded on the 5th day since the disaster. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 108 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following the flash flood tragedy. The External Affairs Ministry said that 275 Indian nationals are reportedly missing and around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Uzbekistan's Supreme State Award, the Order of Oli Darajuli Dastlik, by President Shavkat Mirziyoyev today in Tashkent. Prime Minister Modi dedicated the award to the enduring bond between India and Uzbekistan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is honored to receive the award. The Department of Consumer Affairs has notified the Legal Metrology Indian Standard Time Rules 2026. The rules provide for Indian Standard Time, IST, as the common time reference across the country for legal, administrative, commercial and other official purposes. The common time reference will support accurate time stamping of banking and digital payment transactions, coordination of railways, airports and other transport systems, and also the coordination of emergency and other time-sensitive services. The government has debunked a loan approval letter circulating online claiming that a loan has been sanctioned at a very low interest rate under the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana. The fact check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, informed that the letter is fake. Mudra is a refinancing institution and does not lend directly to micro entrepreneurs or individuals. PIB said the loans under the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana can be availed through nearby bank branches, RBI registered NBFCs, MFIs, etc. It has also urged the citizens to not fall for such claims. And Nagaland Athletics has announced that the 3rd Nagaland Junior Athletics Championship 2026 will be held on September 9th at the Government Higher Secondary School ground, Dimapur. The championship will feature competitions for both boys and girls across 3 age categories, under 14, under 16 and under 18. Nagaland Athletics has informed interested athletes to complete their registration for the championship by September 7th. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum. 2 teenagers die in road accident in Dimapur. 12 village authorities welcome Nagaland Cabinet's decision to pursue national highway status for Wokha-Bogajan Road, and Nepal flash flood death toll rises to 768 as nearly 2,500 remain missing. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.